Shintas Vosi Hei. But before we say the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurim, I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Then we'll see there's a Mirdik and Machlekes, and it's Mirdik and Negei Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Sifyat Gimel says as follows. Kol Gag, just one Hakdomeh, we had learned. There are two, by an oil arai, there are two oifanim, Lisa. One oifan is that a person is spreading out an oil with an intent to be megan, to protect what's underneath the oil from the elements, from the sun, from the rain. And that oil is also, even though there are no mechitzos whatsoever that were made, this oil is also. There's a second oil that he has no intent whatsoever to be making on the area that's underneath. If, for example, he makes a bed, and there are four walls that are the sides of the bed, and he puts a mattress on top. So the mattress, theoretically, is being mailed over the empty space that the four walls had made. But he has no intent of making an oil to protect that which is underneath. But it has a tzure of an oil. It looks like he's making an oil. And this is also only if in Shabbos he made the mechitzes and the oil. Then this is also, he made it milamata lamaylo. First he made the mechitzes, and then he made the oil. So that is derech binyan, which is also. So therefore, the only heter for this is that he has to hold the mattress over the area, and then he brings the mechitzes, and he made a shinui in the oven of the asiyas oil, then this is permissible. So these are the two dinim of oil we have learned. Now, let us listen to how the Shulchan Aruch Harav understood this thing. He says as follows. Kol gag aroi she'enei miskaven boi lasos oil. Every gag aroi, every temporary roof, she'enei miskaven boi lasos oil. He has no intent to make an oil to cover, protect the underneath area. Like also lepoilsoi ala mechitzis shemamit tachtav b'shabbos. So there is no issel to put this on the mechitzis in Shabbos. Elo shelayhoyo hagag kavua b'mechitzis mibayyim. That means that they asked to put on the mechitzes in Shabbat, if he made the mechitzes in Shabbat, yes, then this is also to make first the mechitzes and then make the gag. This is also, but it is only also shalayhoya hagag kavua mi mechitzes mi ba'yoyim. If the gag was attached to the mechitzes, it was not attached to the mechitzes mabayim. Then this is also. That means in Shabbos he makes the mechitzes and then he makes the oil. Then this is also. Avo, imoyo kvar kavua behem mibayim. But if the gag and the mechitzes were attached mibayim when it was yet day, elo shahoyo nicholim umenochem. It was folded up. That means the gag and the mechitzes are already attached, but it's folded up. Muta lepoishton. So then, in Shabbos, so even though theoretically everything was folded up, so theoretically when he spreads it out, he is making in Shabbos mechitzes and gag. That's what he is doing. But since they were attached then in Shabbos, he's just spreading it out. He's not really putting down mechitzes and agag over it. It was already attached from before Shabbos. even Sha'enoi Oisiklum, in reality, he's not doing anything. The mechitzas and the God are already made already. And Agagim and mechitzas. So therefore, this is mutter. So now, we're talking about everything is attached together, like we're talking about a folding chair. So my mele, so we're speaking about this folding chair. The Mishnah also says this, there are mechitzes. Somehow this folding chair had mechitzes that went to the ground on all four sides, let us say. And then we have the chair, which is an oil over this area. But since before Shabbos everything was attached, it's mutter. The mutter lahamid achupe ulisalko. A person is permitted in Shabbos to be mamid achupe. To take it apart and put it together. Everything is attached. Vehein hadaf, or also you have a piece of wood that is sticking out. You want to put your sefer on top of it. So you want to take it out. Av im yesh lahem mechitzes. Even though all these things have mechitzes, so the chuppah has mechitzes, the daf has mechitzes, and this is permissible. So he said, three cases, we have a chair, which I didn't bring down the lotion, the chair, the chuppah, and the daf. Now, in all these three cases, we have to remember that he's speaking about all these three cases have mechitzes. Now, this case, when do we need mechitzes? We only need mechitzes if the oil was not spread out to protect that which is underneath. If the oil was spread out to protect that which is underneath, then it's also filled without mechitzes. So he speaks about a chuppah, and he says a chuppah is mutter, even though there are mechitzes. So, and the whole lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about, we said, it's also, he starts out of Kol Gagarai Sheini Miskaven Boi Lasseis Oyo. He says clearly, he's not Miskaven to make an oyo. So the Shulchan Aruch learned that this heter, that it was folded together and you're spreading it out, was only said when I don't have kavanah to make an oil. And that he started off with this. And then the issue is, but I'm making a gag and mechitzes. And that he says, but if they're all attached already, then this is permissible. So by a chuppah, he's speaking also about a gag and mechitzes. So the case of the chuppah is that the chuppah is not made to protect the chosen and kala from the elements. The chuppah is liquid the chosen and kala. So memela, this chuppah is not made for an oil. Forget it's a covet. The canopy on top is not for them. It's a covet that is being surrounded with a chuppah. And there's mechitzes. So this should be also, because it's a gag of mechitzes, and that he says, but if it was attached from before, it is permissible. That is what the Shulchan Aruch Haram said. So now, Niktsaisa Shulchan, the Tehillah of David, say, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this heter, if it's attached already, was only said by something that the oil I am making is not with an intent to be mild on the issues. Because oil I'm making for the thing on the top, but I'm making an oil and mechitzas, which is still also, and that he says, if it's attached together, it is mutter. It's also like Saisa Shulchan and the Tila Ladovit. We'll talk about an umbrella. An umbrella, I'm making an umbrella for an intent to protect the person underneath. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav held clearly on that there never was a heter, even though it's attached from before. The whole heter is speaking about it's only Yisrael if you're making a gag in Mechitzah. So he says, here it was attached together. So he says, therefore, an umbrella, there's no Shaila. Umbrella, I'm making it and protect myself. So this can be also. That's what the Tzitzis Shulchan says. They say this, number one. And number two, we'll come, let's speak about something. Let's speak about if a person has a baby carriage, and then there's a hood attached to the baby carriage, and the hood was folded down before Shabbos, and in Shabbos I want to spread out the hood. This hood, I'm doing it specifically to protect the child, so it's an oil, so be also. According to this, will be also. Now, this is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it says the Shulchan and the Tila Ladovit. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah, when he speaks about this, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a chuppah. He speaks about a chuppah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shari Tzion, Shivkotn Lambetei, let us see in Shari Tzion, Shivkotn Lambetei, Lafuki bechuppah, Shikavonosai bahagag lishem oil. When he spreads out the chuppah, his intent is l'shem oyel, afilu b'loy mechitzi shem oyel aray olam. The Mishnah Berurah was matter a chuppah, even though there was an intent to be mail over the chosen and kalim. So the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah Berurah Sharetzin, Sivkot Lamedei. So this is, we see the Mishnah Berurah held this heter applies afilu, I have an intent to be my hill. Not the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said.
Isn't that why I did it all for the Chosen and Kalim?
No, he says Lahayo. He says, Vafuki Pachupe, Shetabonose Bahagag Lishem Oil. Oh, then we'll talk about an umbrella. Okay, but he says it's Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says it's Mutter. Now, let me just tell you over a Hazenish. The Chazayni says to open up an umbrella is mamish the din of Kisei Traskel. This din we're learning here. Just like a Kisei Traskel, you're allowed to open it up since all the parts are attached, you're just spreading it open. An umbrella is the same thing. Ve'ein mokim l'chalek. So the Chazayni speaks strong words. There's no difference. Beinafel oyel, if he made it l'shem oyel, beinafel oyel. It's no difference. Sharei zechoshiv ketashmish delas. If it's all together, it's just like a door. A lady's going to bring down, and hilchasuke, it is brought down, that if you have two doors over a sukkah, they're attached with hinges. You close them, you open them. You're making an oil. I have a kavanah for an oil that it shouldn't rain in. It's part of the sukkah. It's a component. I'm not making an oil. It's attached already to the sukkah. I just close the door, open the door. That does not fall into the category of making an oil, even though I have a kavona l'shem oil. Tam that's the reason. The kimin shu guf echad. It's one entity. Tashmishai, and that's how it is used, ain't can oil. Vizel hatere the priestess chuppah. That's why you're allowed to make a chuppah, even though you're making the chuppah loyal, like the Sharetzin said. Meinen am mit Heim, and that's the reason the Matirin lives to you, and they'll say, God shall God be Sukkot. That's you're allowed to open the door over the Sukkot. You close it, you open it, you make a nail, everything is mutter. What's with opening an umbrella? She says an umbrella is also for different reasons, but not outside. Not outside. Outside, there's no issa outside. Fine. And therefore, I mean, ha'omol nilmad, and from what I said, we can learn out that Adloy shall tenaitis, if you have a carriage, sheyesh aleim sukkah hanim teches v'nikvelas, and you have a cover on this carriage that you open it, you close it, muta lemaitcha lekaplo. It's attached to the carriage. It's part of the carriage. It's intrinsic chelik of the carriage. So you open it, you shut it like you open the door, you shut the door. The choshev kedeles asemevis al tzireo. V'kisei tak. So now, we should just know, we have a machlekes. Now, to open up an umbrella, no one was matter. The Chazon Ish says, we all go to the reason. He said, the Chachomim Masa, and the Tzosser, and that's not, there's no, we won't talk about it. But Al Kabon, not Al Toyo, not Al Toyo. But they also are so that.
You just
sit on the other side. Now, if you open it up, it's no good. It's no good. They also asked it. They asked it. Somehow they asked the Chazon Ish is Meikel God. If you have a Kabuadik umbrella, it's attached to a table, that is not to open up. But to have an umbrella to get not because of the air, but to make an open up an umbrella to carry it around, that he asked us. So that somehow is also, and just for 1 minute, now this Abir Halacha in Sif Ches Tefa, he talks about an umbrella. He says, the Biralah Hashim Chestaf, and we now dva, Nisiyas Ambrilo, this is a Sip Ches, the Biralahim. Who are Ganais, Shahanaisim, Aloysim, Nehama, Vachamim, Ubushinaina, Teranais, the Paracel, Rabu Achainim, Bezebis, Sifrayim, Abadelet, Klal, Yesharbe, Maharbe, Shemachmir, and Boisrim, they ask this. Then they view the asset and find. Yeah. So now he asks the question, now he got stuck. The Mishnah Brura that was matter to open up a chuppah in Shabbos la'oyel. So the same Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says, so why can't you open up an umbrella? That's his kasha. So the reasons he gives are not applicable by our umbrellas, because it seems by them it wasn't so sophisticated yet. The Hossam Bayek, he say, Traskel, and he say, Shumaisa Bishabis, Kaksha Machiv Ukoishit Akumotim Shabay Methmot. He just read it out. Masha'in came possessions of Chalikshe Roise Beretsuish Achabrisosak. It seems when they opened up the umbrella, they had to tie the ends to those. It was a different, it wasn't that sophisticated. Oilamidu Ilahabke Achakat Mitachta Bechut Shabazo. It wasn't that sophisticated as our umbrellas. So that is why he asked them. But Al Kaponim, we should know what is negeya to all of us is negeya. I mean, by a carriage, this is a murdika machloikis. No one will be matter an umbrella. There's no poetic that matter. Could be. I don't know. But the Chazon Ish answered it, and he said, finish. Well, he gave the time. I don't want to go into the time. So about Kaponim, but Chazon Ish answered it. But he says about Lamaite, it's very much like by a carriage. according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's also according to the Chazanish, it's mutar. Okay, now let us go further. Steve Wolf, Kim Shemesadren Chavios, Zu Al Gabe Zu, Achas Al Gabe Shayim. So this is again, this is the picture we have in the Peyish Rais. It's page 221, and other than picture 60, this is the Masada Chavius over here. So the Seder was, there were Masada Chavius, they put two Chavius on the bottom and one Chavius on the top, and that's how they used to be Masada them. So let's just say what the Shulchan Aruch Harav said. They were mesaded the chavius for a reason like this. They wanted the air should go through on the bottom and that the contents of the chavius would not spoil. So somehow this was a necessary factor to have this. Now, I'm making an oil not for the chelik hatachtein, but there is a shimush for the hollow, so it looks like an oil. That means there's a reason why there's an opening. So k'shemesadin chavisu al gabisu achas al gabishtayim oites biyodoy el yainen. So when you want to do it in Shabbos, you first hold the tab chavis v'yitzad hatachtein tachteov, so you make a shinui. You hold up the top one, then you bring the two bottom ones. Avol yisada atachtoines chila v'yanir choyin aleim. That is also because I'm making the mechitzas first and then the oil. Lo yisada. So the Mishnah Berurah says chavtes mishim da'ovid kain oil k'shemesada achekach oyin milamaylo shu kigag ala mechitzas. This is like a ceiling over mechitzas. Va'av the ba'oyil tzorich la'aver shetach da'bein ha'mechitzas. One of the conditions of an oil is, even though I don't want it to be miles, but in order to get a shame oil, I need the area underneath. Here I also need the area underneath. It should be open that the air should pass through. So you miss action, it would spoil. That is by Chavius. Let's look at the next picture. Here we have Sforim. Here we have Sforim. We're doing the same thing. We're putting one sefer on top of the two Sforim. But the difference in this case, I do not need the area underneath. There's no need for it. So therefore, if I don't need it, mutzal laniach sefer echod mikan ve'echod mikan ve'echod al gabeyem hagor hoyil vein soich la'amesh etachtayim. Since there is no need for the area underneath, it does not get a shame oil. That means the kavana is not to be mild, but it only looks like an oil if there is some usage of the area from the oil to the ground. But here I have no usage whatsoever. So Mamela, that's why it is muta. Now, Echad Mikan. So now the Mishnah Berurah speaks about, before we go into the Shabbos to Kishayla, we go into the Kvayt Svarim to Kishayla. There's another problem over here. I'm using the bottom Svarim to elevate the top sefer. So I'm using it like a shtender, like a tissue box, a vase. That's a bizarre sefer. That is, now he's going to address this problem. V'ainu davke shetzore lumoy mishneim. That means I put down the svarim because I have to learn from all the svarim. So that's why I did it. I need the bottom sefer. I need the top sefer. I'm going to say a drosh, and that's the sefer. I'm going to open up this sefer and then this sefer. So, but I need all the sefer there. But I put one on top of the other because I need the bottom sefer here. Oisha, that's one heter. Oisha sefer tachtei munach sham kvar. The sefer, the bottom sefer was here already. I'm not taking the bottom sefer to use it as a shtender. It was here already. So instead of clearing the svarim, I put the top sefer on top of the bottom sefer. Ve'ilat hoi, but he lost his glasses. And Lamaita, if he's going to have the safe, is going to be on the table, it doesn't go. So he goes and takes the safe and puts, now he puts the safe underneath it. Now he can see the top safe. So he's using the bottom safe for to elevate the top safe for his own use. Please. Yesh bizoying la safe and so he's being the bother. The sefer atachtein, v'af b'chel also. This is also. This is not. This doesn't belong in the Shabbos. This is also filled with b'chel because it's also. If it was there from before, it's not there from before. I want to use it. I bring it here and act like this. That'll be also according to the Taz. That's what we're going to finish it also. Avo! The Mogen Avrom is in Kufnen Dalet Metadet Lahater. Mogen Avrom is Metadet Lahater. V'chein v'chayodom v'chlal amadal v'sit memches kosem v'yesh lahater. So Al Kaponim, on this Shaila, we have Matirim, we have a Mogen Avrom and a Chayodom v'shameikel. Mishbuz also meikel over there, Simen Kufnen Dalet. But let us just say, what is also that they bring down, this is a Sefer Chassidim, I'm learning outside and the sun is in my eyes, so I take a Sefer and to block the sun. That is the cause. So you can't break the, that is solely for me. The sun is bothering me, and I'm using, I want to learn also, but I'll come on him. To use a sefer as a sun shield is awesome. Okay. How you vein solace? So, memele, if I don't need the bottom chelik, so then there's no issa of a siya soyo. So, because of this reason, nami shori livrais mapa ala shulham. One is permitted to spread out in Shabbos a tablecloth on the table. Uksois amapo tluyois lamato mina shulchan mikolzad. And the tablecloth is spread over the table and it reaches the ground. So I made over here four mechitzes and the oil. You'll see that that's here's a problem. Since I don't need the area that's under the shulchan, I have no use for it, so that's why it is mutal.
Here we go.
The what? This is kivin shema shemunach ala shulchan. Ain by mishum oil. This we all understand. She ain't sham cholol beinoy la shulchan. There's no space between beinoy la shulchan. But the gam ayaitzim imeno. So the Taz gives two reasons why one is permitted to spread over a sheet on a table in Shabbos, even though the tablecloth over a table on Shabbos, even though the tablecloth drapes over on all four sides to the ground. The first reason is because he doesn't need the area underneath the table. Now, I just want to mention one or other which I don't understand. We had learned before, Ataz, the Shitas Ataz, we learned before like this, that when one, this is, we are learning now a halacha, when a person is making an oil, we have here by three shvarim, he's making an oil, and he has no use from the area underneath, so it's mutter. So even though there's an oil, he's not using the area underneath, it's awesome. It's much else. By Chavius, the case before, two mechitas, we learn a lot, two mechitas, but I'm deriving benefit from the area underneath, so Mamela, it is awesome. So we learn from these two halachas that in reality, if one makes two mechitas and he derives benefit from the area underneath, it's awesome. If he doesn't derive benefit from the area underneath, it is mutter. There's a Taz before that says, if a person, so the Taz says like this, if a person will make a bed in Shabbos, I mean, he'll put down two mechitas and he'll put a mattress on top of them. So he says, I'm deriving benefit from underneath, because I can put my slippers underneath the bed. That's called deriving benefit. It is, that's why it is also, I have to first hold up the mattress and then put the mechitzas. Then the Taz speaks about a table, and for some reason, a table, it seems no one derives benefit from the area underneath. The people don't put their shoes underneath the table. It's they buy comfortable shoes, so they all speak about it, but for some reason the feet is not considered a use under the table. Anyway, so they all ask, the Maimamotche ask for a kasha, the Ramsam. Okay, but the feet somehow do not play a role in this. Okay, so they say a table with two mechitas will be mutter, because I don't have any use for me like this volume. But the Taz says a table with four mechitas, even though the royal, I'm not using it, but four mechitzas is royalish. I have a secluded area over there. So even though with royal, I don't use it, but since it's surrounded with four mechitzas, it's awesome. This is a Taz. The Taz says four mechitzas is awesome, even though you don't use it. Now, the mechitza has to be, on one second, the mechitza has to push it with one of two things. The mechitza has a minimum shear of one tefah, but that is dafke if the oil is also right on top of the mechitza. If the oil is much higher, then neither mechitza than tefah. Okay, so b'al kapana, so you have a mechitza. So the Taz says, if you have a mechitza, ten tefachim, four mechitzas in the tables on top of it, even though with oil you don't use it, but you have a secluded area that could be used. So that's also, that's what the Taz says. Now we just learned over here, if a person put a tablecloth over a table, no problem, even though it is spread over. The Taz says this, on all four sides. So the Taz says it is mutter, because you don't use underneath the table. It's just two reasons. So I don't understand. The first reason they have four mechitzas, they don't understand. The second reason we all understand. But the first reason, he says, this is the first reason, because he's not using underneath the table. And the Taz says clearly it is, the tablecloth is extended on all four sides. They don't understand. Okay, let us go further. Kol oyel mishupe. If a person has a oyel, a slanty oyel, Kol oyel mishubre, she'ein begadoi tefach, that the God, the roof of the matitza, of the oil, does not in matatza. The loy bevoches mishloisha samach legaga iroichev stefach, areza oil aroi vois oisei lechabchilim bishabes poto. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berura, I just want to explain what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mechaber is saying a mouthful, and let us appreciate what he's saying. The Mechaber is speaking about a person is making an oihel kibah. He's putting this down in Shabbos, and this is going to be here for the next 20 weeks. I'm putting it down. Fine. So an oihel kibah. Chayef. It's also min ha-toyre. That's the Mechaber. But if there is, that means that so if the oil would be like this, that means it would be spread out of tefach and then it slants down. So that is a shame oil. An oil tefach is called an oil. So if I would have between the two, the shikua, the slant, I would have an oil tefach here, he's higher. He's a Emes of Mechal Shabbos. Well, we're talking about number one, but there's nothing. It's like a tipi. There's nothing in the number one. Number two, we're going to count down three tvorim. And from three tvorim, it's still not a tefach. It'll become a tefach after four tvorim. But less than three tvorim. But from less than three tvorim, there's no tefach. So if less than three tvorim, there would be a tefach. So we say lovur. So we consider that the oil starts with a roichev of a tefach, because less than three tvorim over here, there's nothing here. But we say lovur, and we consider that the oil starts here, and have an oil tefach. But if by three tvorim I don't have a tefach, so the din is, this is, in, but I'm putting it's going to be here for 20 months. I'm putting it down, and it's called an oil kvab, and it's made l'shem oil, and it's protecting me from the elements. So this is called an oil aroi. Why is it an oil aroi? A temporary oil. It's going to be there for 20 weeks, 20 months. No, it's called temporary because it doesn't have a chashivis of an oil, because it doesn't have an oil tefach. So since it doesn't have an oil tefach, it doesn't have a chashivis of an oil. So therefore, if a person did this, he's other from a chatos. That is what the Mechaber is saying, because since there's no oil tefach here, that gives it a shame oil aroi, and it is... Yeah. Okay, now let us again see the lesson of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. Leo Mishup Mishem Begagay Tefa, Huloy Bekoches Mishloisha Samach Legagay Reifas Tefa, Harei the oil Aroi, even though he made it Kva, Kahoy Soi Selechatrila Beshabes, even though he made it Kva, Potter, because there's a shame oil aroi, because it doesn't have an oil tefas lamail, kol oil. I know, I feel mishabru lamed beis, I feel a soil keva, she is kayim kamo yomim, I made this in Shabbos and Shilas, mi kolmo, in kivin she begage tefach, vechoshim rak oil aroi, mishupet. Vuhu adin im osa agag vishove. Gamke, it doesn't have to be slanty. What if we will make the gag like this? And from one side to the other, there's no tefach. So it's also the same thing. The criteria is that you need an oil tefach. If there's less than a tefach, it doesn't have a shame oil kvam. So he says, vuhu adin im osa agag vishove, straight gamkein. Ein ei gaie, mach mos, ein kreg euch im Dämmer. De belavo, hi, leich hoch im Oyo. So why did he speak about that it's landing and it's not landing, it's the same thing. Oh, de noken, mi shuba, mi shum seife. Lash minen, de naab, im loy, im loch, es mi schloische, samach, lengagi, rein, whatever. That means if it's on a slant, so it could be, even though the top is not a tefa, but going down, it can become a tefa. The Heinish and Mitzrachem is tefach at Lachas Yod Shloish and Tvachim. In Mitzrachem is tefach Besay Shloish and Tvachim, which you could have if it's slanty, Abitula Yagaga tefach. She'en Begagoy tefach, so then you are Hotel. Avum Yesh Begagoy tefach, Choshev Oyel Keva V'chayev. She's chayev. As long as it has a Shir Tefach. She came at Sina Oli Tumet Tefach. The Shir Tefach is a Shimis Legabi Tumim. V'dav Yishasol Keva. It's speaking about he made it with an intent to remain. So it's called an oil kva. So the sole reason that it is not considered an oil kva is because it's less than a tefas. Avulai, don't you please, machzeles al dalid amudim. I have four poles, and I take a mat and I spread it over the four poles, and the four pole in the mat is 24 by 24.
If he did it temporarily, if the holding down, only putting it down for Shabbos, so bring it off empty Shabbos, some mailer, so that's a nail.
He was saying a Kiddush, even though in Zman, in time, it will remain a long period of time, but since it doesn't have a Shir Tefas, it's oil. It's Kota, I know Mechatos, it's Kota for Mechatos, Avulosa Midarabonon. Gzeira rotu oyel keva, he might make it a tefa. Five of the Bromsha calls over das a rifa rambam. Avuladas rashi barosh, given shame, the gaga tefach lechoshim oyel klau, umutta lechapsile. The places and the rashi and the rosh hold that if it doesn't have a tefach, it's permissible. But Shulchan Aruch, sosam kedas a rifa rambam, kinagam kedas rabbeinu chananu, so lamait, it's also. Let's not find the tayim. But we go to the tayim. 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 So the mele, it's also for according to Rashi and the Rosh. See, test. Mishameres shetoylen oiso lofes boshmorim lisananon. Omoyschen bia lechol zad, choshev asiyas oil, va'osa lin taisa. Now let us just explain what we are speaking about, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. This misanenes was a type of a sack, and Erev Shabbos, he put the shmorim of wine into the sack, he filled up the sack with shmorim. Now, this sack with shmorim is, it's reddish and dust, and as time progresses, it's a type of a sack. It's a sack that liquid runs through slowly. So he puts the shmorim of the wine into the sack Erev Shabbos. Now, it was a very hectic Erev Shabbos, so he didn't have a chance to put this into a keli. So Erev Shabbos, well, you're being on the floor. No, it's all the time. It was Erev Shabbos. In this time, no, Baruch Hashem, come Shabbos. Now he has to make sure the floor should be dirty. So he takes this misanenes, and he puts it into a keli, a big key is a big receptacle, and now it's in the keli and it's spread out. So now this misanenes is an oil over the keli. It's an oil over the keli because Because from the bottom of this sack to the bottom of the keli, there's a space there. So Mamela is making an oil in Shabbos. Now, so there's no Shaila Boiler over here, because this was put in Erev Shabbos in the Sack Committee. He's just transferring it over into a receptacle, it shouldn't be. Now you spread out the opening of the sack. Shekoyren leigen zag. What leigen? I don't know. It's a type of a sack. Bohu rochov, it's wide. Uklasuach lamalo. Vesosom vachodun lamato. But as in the bottom of this sack is narrowish. Yeah. Machnisin kotze echodun beseich hakeli. So the thin part goes into the keli. You spread this over the corners of the keli. You spread it over. Now he doesn't want to cover the kli, but come on, what's the koyel? Put it not on the keli, a lazy yosei, who put it on a peg that's sticking out, or just hanging there, or bleakly tachteo muta, napoloil aire, choshev, and the same, choshkin, the muta, litlis, kli, be yosei. Now, I just want to mention one ha'ore. There's a big problem over here which has to be addressed. The problem is, we learned that such an oil is only also if he makes the mechitzas in Shabbos. Here he didn't make the mechitzas in Shabbos, he just made oil. And he had no intent, he should be mild on the thing. So that is a problem. On this, I'll say two terutzim. One terutz, the Tehillah of David says, number one, that it's speaking about that he brought the keli from here to here. I made the mechitzas already. So if I put this over, it's cold. I made the mechitzas. I took it out from the kitchen into the dining room. So I brought the mechitzas here. So it's considered I made the mechitzas. And now I'm putting mechitzas over. So I made mechitzas plus, and then I made the oil. So you have to do it back out. That's the shita. That's what he says. And the Chazanish says, there's a new iser of oil of mesicha, spreading out. If you spread out a material, that also makes an issa oil, until you don't make machitzas. So mamele here, he's spreading it out to spread out over the barrel, so that makes it a CS oil in Shabbos, even though it didn't make the machitzas.
Probably the space underneath.
You certainly the space underneath. What? Why should be multi? He didn't make the machines. Is that the problem?
He doesn't need the space underneath.
He needs the space underneath. He needs it for the wine. He needs it. It's not worse than he needs it for his slippers. He doesn't need the space underneath. They need it for something. Here's the thing.